not able to sleep because the next day morning there is a cricket match that you want to attend. These are the moments which kind of make your life interesting, make your life exciting. But what also happens is as you grow older, as you go into that so-called middle age, we somehow lose, we are so involved in the day-to-day, whether it is work, whether it is responsibilities, whether it is health issues, that we stop looking forward to something in the next day, the next week, and the next month. This is when I believe you have grown old. Age is just a number. We keep hearing about it, but it will only be a number if what that age, what that date of birth or what that number doesn't matter to you, because there is something to look forward to the next day. And for people who are in the middle age, or anybody above 40 and 50, and especially people who are nearing retirement, okay, this is even more important for them, because even when you're working, at least there is something to look forward to next day in terms of the meeting, in terms of that report that you need to deliver, something related to your work. At least that is something. It may cause you stress, but it is also something that is keeping your mind active, because there's something that you need to work. At the moment that position is not there against your name, that role is not there against your name, that employee ID is not there against your name, and you retire, I've seen so many people who do not set anything, any targets for the life ahead. They're just living their life, just whatever life is throwing up for them, and they're responding to it. I think this is when you start getting the feeling, saying, what am I living for? So I believe that if you want to live that life that you look around and say, hey, how can this guy at 60 years of age be so active and still do what he or she wants to do? I think it is about having something to look forward to every day. So that's a suggestion, that's a message, that's an advice that I would like to give to anybody who is at that threshold of becoming a senior citizen. Yes, there are other fears that may also crop up, but if you can ensure that there is something to look forward to every day. Okay, it could be, as I said, adding a smile to somebody's face, educating somebody, maybe even being a runner, I could say, ensuring that you set a target for yourself, saying, tomorrow I will run that extra kilometer. These are all something which keeps you alive, which makes you think, saying, okay, how can I do it? How can I better myself from what I was today? So this is a message. Apart from all the other things, keeping yourself fit and healthy and taking care of your finances, etc., one message is, have something to look forward to every day of your life.